All right, episode 41, and it's been quite some time since I put out a podcast, but a couple good friends of mine said, hey, you need to continue doing this, and it's a good thing, and if only one person gets something out of it and it helps them through a season of their life, then great, you've succeeded. So, this episode called Pain and Progress. I was thinking a lot about, I guess, both those words recently, because they both really are a part of your life. You know, there's a couple different types of pain. You know, there's physical pain, mental pain, and they affect you in different ways, right? Whether you get hurt or, you know, you have some kind of mental stress or depression or some kind of loss in your life, that's all pain that affects you in some way. And on the other side of the coin, there's progress, and we all know what progress is. That's an advancement of something, movement forward, typically a good thing, not necessarily a bad thing. But you know, these two words, even though they're, I guess, diametrically opposed to each other, they are forever connected, because without pain, you don't have progress. In almost every situation you can think of, there's some sort of event that causes distress, that causes sometimes physical harm. And after that, there's typically a period of learning and progression. And you try to avoid that pain, right? If you think about it, like when you work out, there's a time period there where you're tearing muscle, and it's painful, and there's soreness there, but you have growth and progress, and you get stronger from it most of the time. Okay, not every time, of course, but most of the time, most of you are getting some progress out of working out, and it's painful, both physically and mentally. It's painful, but we need pain to have progress. And you know, ever since we were born, we've gone through struggle, and you know, learning how to walk, learning that things are hot to the touch, and some of that pain is failure in our lives, right? We realize what not to do in situations, and hopefully we learn from it and we move on. We encounter those situations again. You know, in the simplest of terms, we don't touch that hot plate. We don't touch the hot burner. And, you know, we know, hey, that's hot. It's going to hurt and it's painful. But also mentally, we get stronger. Those of you that have been, I guess, following the Instagram account for some time, you know, I post daily workouts. And, you know, I think it's the best thing. You know, it's not just to get physically fit, but it also helps you mentally get stronger through the daily progression of dealing with the painful nature of working out, right? It's painful in the body, but also it's painful in the mind, right? Sometimes you're like, oh, I don't want to work out. I don't feel it. I'm sore from a couple days ago, but you know you need it. And when you do succeed in doing it and pushing past that mental block, you have progression. You get better. You get better at moving through those difficult times of working out. And also, you know, it's not just about working out. It, you know, difficult times of life, whether it's something that's happening at home for you, some life event, you know, a passing of a loved one, you know, or simply failing a test in school, or, you know, something major. That's all painful. But it's how we kind of move through that pain and kind of learn from it. And we grow from it, right? We grow from those difficult times in our lives, and we see other people going through that. And it's an opportunity for us to step in and help out, because we've experienced that pain, and share how you navigated through it. And that might help them out in some way. So I guess my takeaway for this very short episode coming back on the podcast is, you're not going to have progression, not going to have advancement in your life in any significant way without pain. And think of it in a good way. Pain and suffering and difficulty and, you know, just struggle in your life. If you're not struggling and you're not having difficulty with something, well, you're probably not pushing hard enough. You're probably just cruising, and life isn't difficult. You're kind of just going 9 to 5 at the job and doing just about what needs to be done, and there's not a lot of risk there, right? Probably not going to get fired. You're probably not going to get advanced. You may get some small pay raise or something like that, but it's just kind of status quo. You just kind of just go on with the day. But I would challenge you to take it to the next step. You know, whether you're in high school and you want to crush it on the grades and get to the next step, you want to get on the varsity team, you want to graduate college or get that next promotion, or just do better in life in general, just be a better human overall. You can't do that without the struggle. And if you're not feeling that, then you're not in the right place personally. And you're probably just, like I said, you're probably just floating along in life and probably mentally struggling. Hey, where do I fit? Where do I go next? What's the perfect job for me? What's the perfect life scenario for me? Well, you got to go through the struggle of finding that out and trying new things and stressing yourself out with putting yourself out there. And I'm not going to say it's going to be successful. I've failed at many, many, many things I've tried at in my life. And what you do find is what you don't like and what you're not good at very quickly. And if you can find that out pretty quickly, then you're going to do pretty well, because you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to hone in on what you do really well. And that's going to be a good thing, right? So I guess to wrap all this up, and the takeaway for you is look closely at your life. Are you struggling through something? Are you, going through it? And if you are, whether it's mental or physical, what do you learn from it? And where are you getting stronger? And how can you help somebody else out that maybe is going through something you've gone through in the past? That'd be pretty cool. And as we get older, we go through those times where other people are, you see them heading down that road, and you can share with them the pitfalls of continuing down that road, or just the success and sense of gratification they're going to have on the other side of continuing to stay on the path, whether it's school to graduate or to get some certification or some life event. Those things that we celebrate take a long time, and it takes a lot of effort and struggle to get through them, but it's rewarding in the end. And typically we're better humans when we struggle. When we don't have a lot of struggle in our life, mentally we start to kind of get lost, I think. I think that's why a lot of veterans, they get out and they kind of get lost. There's no mission ahead of them. There's that pressure is off, and they kind of cruise and they get depressed. And I hate to say it, but veterans are committing suicide in massive numbers than ever before, because they're not on a mission anymore. And I would challenge you to go, if you're in that stage of life where you're kind of just cruising and don't have a mission, you got to find it. And that's putting yourself out there in some way to figure out what that is. And that's going to be different for everybody. Some are going to go and run a marathon. Some are going to volunteer, whether it's at their church or giving back to the community in some way. That's going to be a cure for a lot of you with their struggling. Giving up your time and your money in some cases to a worthy cause cures just about anything. About a year ago, our family went down to Mexico, and we built a couple homes for a family that didn't have a home. And it was pretty amazing, I gotta say. It was one of the best trips we've ever had, and it was just serving others. So I encourage you to do that, and I will be more consistent. I got to struggle through the pain of putting out more podcasts and really going for it. So appreciate everybody that's listening to this, and I hope you get something out of it. All right.